Hi, everyone. Today, our passage is from John chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. Again, John 2, 7 through 11. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I'm writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. So in this epistle of 1 John, John continues talking about this theme of love and walking in the light and following God, right? And it's all connected and all kind of a little jumbled at the same time. What's interesting in this passage is he starts off saying, I'm not writing to you a new commandment. This is an old commandment. And then in verse 8, he says, at the same time, it is a new one, right? So it's like, it's kind of both. Like, what? Why is this an old and new commandment? Well, the old commandment is to love God and to love one another. And the new commandment is the exact same thing, except that it's new because of Jesus, right? This John is hearkening back to what Jesus tells his disciples at the Last Supper. He says, a new commandment I give you, to love one another. And that commandment was new because of what Jesus was about to do at that point. And at this point now, it's because of what Jesus has done. This is a new commandment because of the love of Jesus. Let us love others, to love our neighbors. And what John says here is like, darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He's saying we're in a new era. God is at work. The light of God, Jesus, is shining already. And so let's walk in that light and let's love our brothers and sisters. So that's what he's saying. We must walk and live in that light. We must love our brothers and sisters, love our neighbors. And this is a really simple point, but it is a deep one at the same time, because love for others is kind of like the litmus test of whether or not you're walking in the light or not. Often in our context in the West, the litmus test seems to be theological, right? In the sense that, like, do you understand and do you believe all of these doctrines or details or theological truths? Now, of course, doctrine and theology is important, but when we look at 1 John, and actually really the New Testament, there really is only one major litmus test that is given. And that major litmus test, are you walking the light or not? It's determined by, do you love others? Like, do you have love for others? Now, if you think about this, there are a lot of people who love other people, right? Like, there's just, that just, they're Christian or not, right? A lot of people love other people. Does that mean everyone who loves is walking in Christ or walking in the light? The answer is no. And I think maybe to reframe this question again, this litmus test based on this passage is, it's do you love others? Or maybe the complementary question then is, do you hate others? Right? That's what's mentioned a couple times here, like hating your brother, right? Now, if these are the two questions, do you love others and do you hate others? We might say, oh, yes, I do. I love others, to that first question. But if we're honest, we also have to say yes to the second question too. Is it, do I hate others? Yes. Yes, we do. Now, to clarify a little bit, love here, right? The word idea of love here, I think the best way for us to think about it is agape love. And that's something we've talked about multiple times at our church. And this is a sacrificial, unconditional kind of love, right? And even people who don't know Jesus, we see glimpses of that, right? If your parents, you know, are not believers, that you've seen likely, or hopefully at least, you've seen glimpses of agape love from them. But even then, I think we should recognize they're still fairly conditional. Right? Your parents may love you, but there's a breaking point, right? Maybe if you're like, say, I'm going to quit and move somewhere with no job or no plans, there might be some issues, right? There are some conditions that go there, but even if we concede that, right? Like, you know what? There is agape love from people who are not followers of God. I think the truth of the matter is that we also have to recognize that in every person, there is also hatred for others, especially in ourselves. And if we think about this, especially from a New Testament perspective, right? Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, he basically says, like, if you think or say something negative towards someone, it's like murder, right? You're like cursing someone, you're calling someone a fool. It's like murder in the eyes of God, right? That's that kind of hatred. That is sin against God. That is not from God. Now, in our day, there is a lot of anger and there's a lot of hatred. Now, some of it seems to be okay, though, which is kind of the problematic part of our culture, right? There's a lot of anger and hatred towards people that are deemed to be anti-justice or racist or oppressors in some way. And in a sense, it's understandable. But the problem is that, like, it's just so much hatred towards them, right? We might think that oppressors or racist people deserve to be hated. But the question that John would ask us, that Jesus would ask us from this passage is your hatred for those people, is that walking in the light or is that walking in the darkness? And this is really challenging, isn't it? And I've shared this before, but, you know, often we can like encourage people to love people, right? And then the people who don't love people, we'd say, hey, how dare you not love people? But then are we failing to love them? And this is the complicated part of this, right? Where it's like, do we actually love people? Or there's also this hatred within our hearts. This is challenging. And this actually isn't the last time we're going to be talking about this in 1 John. He's going to keep coming back to this and we're going to keep on being challenged by this. But I think this is important. We have to allow this, this word to challenge us, because the commandment from Jesus is really clear. Love our brothers and sisters, neighbors, everyone. And the love that we give is a reflection of our love for God and the love that we receive from God. And if we're failing or struggling to love others, then maybe it means we don't know the love of God. And that's hard. Right? That's hard to recognize. That's a real challenge to our hearts, but I think that's a good challenge. We have to let it challenge us because we need to keep going back to God, striving for, seeking, desiring to know his love and receiving that love. And as that happens, it empowers us, it strengthens us, it gives us the courage to give agape love to everyone, no matter what the cost is to us. I'm not fully there yet, and I don't think any of us are. Again, it's a challenge for us to keep coming back to the good news of Jesus, to know that it's in Christ we have been forgiven and loved more than we could ever been loved, more than we've ever experienced before. And as we know that love, it should free us and empower us to love others as well. So let's walk in the light. Let's put ourselves, our lives in the direction of Jesus. And let's love our brothers and sisters in the church, outside the church, whoever the people may be. Let's pray that we'll walk in the light and have a heart of love for them. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you that we are in your light, that we have received your love. And Lord, I pray that as we receive that, that we will be reflections of your love and grace and light to the world. And Lord, we confess it's really hard. We can love some people that like agree with us or are easy to love for us, but there's a lot of people that it's really hard for us to love, whether it's personality differences or background differences or just lifestyle differences, whatever it is, God. There's a lot of challenges for us, but we know your love transcends all those differences because we are separated, wholly separated from you. It's like rebellion against you, and yet you have loved us. And so as we remember that, God, I pray that we will have this love for others that transcends those differences, God. Help us, God. We can't do this of our own accord. Move in our hearts through your Spirit. In your name we pray. Amen.